I am one who believes that where we grew up and when we grew up influences who we are today in ways that go way beyond our knowledge of that fact. How we see the world, how we see our relationship with other people, how we see the land and its importance. For those of us who grew up on farms at a time when I did, are a part of who we are today.
Storyteller Jerry Apps grew up in the countryside near Wild Rose in central Wisconsin. Sand country. It was a bygone era for the small family farm. And during the Great Depression and then World War II, life could be tough, but also beautiful.
We had no indoor plumbing. We had no electricity, and that old house was the coldest place you could imagine because it was not insulated. But I have fond memories of the place.
Memories of breaking bread with his family and neighbors after a long day of grain threshing. Memories of attending a one-room school alongside his brothers, Daryl and Donald. His mother, Eleanor, tending the garden. His father, Herman, milking the cows.
Now, my dad was a wonderful storyteller. Oh my gosh. There are people who are natural storytellers, and many of these farmers were. Stories about deer hunting, stories about making hay, stories about ice fishing in another day and another year when the fish were bigger and the cold was stronger. Everything was more than it is now. And I would listen to all of that and marvel at how these guys could lie to each other. They're just sitting there trying to top each other. But they're telling these wonderful stories.
With a bug for storytelling, Jerry found inspiration in the natural world around him. A muse that would influence his writing later in life.
Every piece of land has a story to tell. You just gotta know how to look for it. It's a chance to relate to something that is beyond definition. My dad would sometimes remind us that if you think you're in charge of things, you're not. There's something else in charge, and that's Mother Nature. She's going to dictate much of your life. And you better get used to it, and you better be comfortable with it, and you better learn how to adjust to it. Way back in 1947, when I was 12 years old, I was in eighth grade and came home from school one day and I was feeling awful. I had a headache, sore throat. And the following morning when I woke up, my right leg didn't work.
As a child, Jerry had contracted polio.
It's a terrible disease. You feel absolutely devastated and worthless. In those days, if you had some kind of a physical disability, you also were immediately judged to be mentally incompetent. So you go through life trying to cover up for it.
And I was out of school for a couple of months. My eighth grade teacher at the time did a wonderful thing. She brought lessons out to the farm so I could keep up.
The school lessons kept his mind sharp while his body began to recover, gaining the strength once again to walk. He would later give up sports, but find his way as a student newspaper reporter, writing, now his lifelong passion.
I love school from the moment I walk through the door, and I have never gotten over it. The idea of learning something new to me is still just absolutely fantastic.
Jerry was a first-generation college student, graduating from the University of Wisconsin-Madison later earning his PhD in education and sociology. He wrote over 50 nonfiction and fiction books. As an educator and writer, he devoted his career to the celebration and preservation of Wisconsin's agricultural and rural heritage.
Sometimes I think we've forgotten, in our hurry-up society, the importance of neighbors and the value of community.
And how people would help each other, and people would care for each other, and people would know each other, and know each other well.
His stories enriched the lives of his readers, often sparking a memory in those of us with a family history connected to the family farm.
My memories mostly are in stories. They're not just events that happened. There are people involved. There are emotions involved. They're all the elements of what a story is.
The story of Jerry Apps is ultimately one of a life well lived. His beloved Ruth, at his side for 63 years. Together they raised three children, Susie, Steve, and Jeff, and were blessed with seven grandchildren and now three great-grandsons.
Today I'm as proud can be, of having experienced what I experienced, and I wouldn't change it for anything. And I always had a roof over my head, family and friends, and a chance to have some fun and to go fishing and to go for a walk. I mean, what more is there that's important? It was wonderful.